Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature three more Motown songs that just missed top 40 stats in the United States. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, the Jackson 5, Boys to Men, Marvin Gaye, Blinky and Edwin Starr Together, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Rare Earth, and The Undisputed Truth. Well, first up this half hour, the Marvelettes and Locking Up My Heart right here on Motown.
Probably was a misery.
I don't know how many stars there are.
A Motown memory from Boys to Men, In the Still of the Night, I Remember, and they reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1992. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Maybe Tomorrow, and it only reached number 20 from 1971, somewhat of a disappointment since their first 5 45s all went to number 1, and the next two went to number 2 before this one. And we started with the Marvelettes and Locking Up My Heart, number 44 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown songs that just missed top 40 status in the United States. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye and How Can I Forget? Well, How Can I Forget was produced by Norman Whitfield, and it was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, who had a hit called Money way back in 1960. It only reached number 41 on the pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 18 on the rhythm and blues charts. It was the A side of the 45. The B side charted, and the B side was Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. That song hit number 67 on the pop charts and number 26 on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, at the time, radio stations were split on which side was stronger, hence neither side charted very high. Well, Marvin's solo success, combined with Tammy Terrell's illness at the time, intensified his rebel spirit. He was quoted as saying, quote, I hated being on stage, and I told myself I'd never go on stage again. I was only performing for the money anyway, and with I heard through the grapevine, that was no longer necessary. Well, Berry Gordy was off on his Diana trip, and his head was in Hollywood, and we were all supposed to follow him like little puppy dogs. Not me. I was cool in Detroit. I stayed out and wasn't about to move until I got damn well ready, unquote. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and How Can I Forget, right here on Motown.
You see, after all the things you've done for me, though I'm a man, I ain't too proud to say. With you I stand tall and strong, but without you, girl, I'm nothing at all. How can I forget you? After all you've done for me, a woman, you always be a part of me. Yeah, yeah. away. Girl, your love gave me hope and strength. You're the reason I'm alive today. Girl, you don't realize what your love means to me. It's more precious than the air I breathe. How can I forget you? After all you've done for me.
With Tom Fallon.
coming home and finding all their possessions gone.
With Masterpiece, and they reached number 7 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1973. Before that, the team of Blinky and Edwin Starr together, Oh How Happy, and it only reached number 92 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1969. The Edwin Hawkins Singers had a much bigger hit that same year, reaching number 4. And we start with Marvin Gaye and How Can I Forget, number 41 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring Motown songs that just missed top 40 status in the United States. Well, coming up, the sixth such song this hour, The Four Tops and Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, right here on Motown.
Whenever I'm asked what makes a man evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Undisputed Truth with Smiling Faces Sometimes. And they reached number 3 tonight's Dave's Billboard Pop Charts from 1971. Before that, Rare Earth and Get Ready, their first of 6 top 40 songs on the Motown record label. That reached number 4 from 1970. And we started with the Four Tops and Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, number 45 from 1966. And that song was co-written by Stevie Wonder. Well, this hour, we featured 6 Motown songs that just missed top 40 status. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.